You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Oh, great text here. I've heard TJ before. I thought you could have handled him a little nicer. Well, sorry about your luck. Now, TJ calls and needs to read up on what the media is before he calls again. I'm not the other shows. Seriously, I don't owe TJ anything. Painting the media with a broad brush is such a fallacy. It's such a ill-timed and ill-fated proposition when you call a talk show. Don't say the media, because we're not all one entity. We're not. He's got to do a better job of doing his own homework. So anyway, I have like 100,000 Twitter followers. If he doesn't see what I disseminate with outside the walls of these 4 hours, then that's on him. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. This is the biggest story in the country right now. Phillies Karen. So, guy's at a game in Miami with his kids. And there's not a lot of people sitting in the outfield. Home run ball. Harrison Bader plays for the Phillies. It lands, I'll tell you, just to be honest, I'd never go this far to try to get a foul or a home run ball. But he did. It was his kid's birthday or near his kid's birthday or something. So he runs down the aisle and grabs the ball. The ball was near a woman who also happened to be a Phillies fan, because there's like six Marlins fans in the whole world. So runs down and grabs it. Okay.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Makes his way back to his kid. Puts the ball in his kid's glove. He turns around and this other Phillies fan, this lady, is right there. Videos all over the internet. Maybe TJ will find it on social media. Videos all over the place. The lady grabs him by his arm. He like shudders. They start kind of arguing. She says, "That's my ball." And he gave it to her. Now, again, I think he was emasculated, and I think that was his first mistake, and it opened all of this up. No way. First of all, I wouldn't have ran that far, but that ball is up for grabs until it's in somebody's hand. It ended up being in his hand. It's his ball. Here's where it gets crazy, though. People keep trying to play this game of gotcha online where they're trying to find this lady's identity. They've already misidentified her once. People thought that it was a teacher at a school in New Jersey. Both that lady came out and said, "No, that's not me." So did her school. And they still haven't effectively identified this lady. But we are caught now in a big game of who is right, who is wrong, was his reaction right? Anyway, a little more. Here's the dad.
Something touched my arm, and then she just screamed in my ear, "That's my ball," like so loud. I'm like, yeah, I was like, wow, what's, you know, why are you here? Who are you? "That's my ball. You got that from my seat. That's our seats. That's my ball."
You made the decision, as we all saw, to take the ball from Lincoln's mitt and hand it over to her. What was the thought process behind that?
I thought she would just eventually go away, but she was very persistent. And I'm standing there with my kids, and I'm going to go one direction, and they'll probably regret, or go this direction and, you know, do something in front of my kids that was, you know, like a teaching moment, de-escalate the situation. I even said to him, I said, "Look, this lady needs this ball more than we do." And He didn't resist. I took the ball, gave it to her. The fact that she turned and walked away, I was winning at that moment because I just didn't want her around my family anymore.
All right, that's the way he deals with it, and that's the teaching moment in his world. Maybe I'm too hard-headed, but the teaching moment in my world would have been don't give in to whiners, and a perfect moment to illustrate to your children, people don't get what they want if they try to bully you. And there's no way in the world I would have given her that ball. Again, I wouldn't have gone that far to get the ball. But let's say I did, because I really wanted it for my kid. It wasn't like it was in this lady's hand. It wasn't like she ever touched the ball. It was just kind of down for free-for-all, sort of down by her feet. He reached down and he grabbed it. I don't even know if it was in her row. I think it was in the row in front of her. He reached down and he grabbed it. He went back to his seat. He isn't the problem, and I don't want to victim blame, so to speak. But here's the deal. If the dad would have said, get the hell away from me, we would have been done with this situation. It would have been over. It would have been done. It would have been finished, kaput, over. End of story. His idiocy, in a way, giving her the ball, made this all bigger. Really. And in that moment, as all that was happening, he didn't know that his son was eventually going to get invited down by the clubhouse, get a bat from Harrison Bader, get an autographed ball from Harrison Bader, get to meet some of the Phillies and all that. He didn't know any of that was going to happen. All he knew was he was giving some crazy lady the ball because she stammered and yelled and screamed about it. There's a lot of lessons learned here societally. One is you don't necessarily need to dox everybody because of their worst moment. The other is the inverse, though. We're always filmed, we're always on video, and we potentially always might be sought out because of our behavior, because, again, we're always on video. Another big lesson here to be learned in a teaching moment is this, I think at least. We need to tell people no more often in society, and we need to be uncomfortable to them about it. You want this, and you think because you yell at me, I'm going to give it to you? How about this answer? No, get the hell away from me. That needs to be normalized again in society. Jerry's in West Virginia. Are you Jerry West?
It's Gary. No. I want to say this right off the bat. You're very knowledgeable. You're a mature man. You're like me. You tell it like it is. We agree in 90-some percent, okay? All right, I've called once before. But I just want to ask you, what am I missing in this? And I didn't call. It is constructive criticism is the bottom line. Yeah, but I like you. I like listening to you.
Right.
But why, and what am I missing? Isn't that a bridge too far? Why knock the guy off for a week? Can you just give him a couple days?
Who, TJ?
I mean... Yeah, why, I mean...
What about the baseball?
Huh?
Great call. 866-391-1020 leaves the line open for you. Dave in Newcastle, real quick. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Colin. Hey, the guy has no beads, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He should have spoke up. If the baseball was one of those ones that was worth millions of dollars in breaking the home run record of Babe Ruth, would he given it back then?
Well, most likely not. But
yeah,
it just.
But he should. Yeah.
The lady didn't even have a child with her. The lady just, and her husband never budged. He never moved.
Yeah, that's his fault. Yeah, he had no guts. Speak up. You got to speak up on that case and tell her hit the damn road.
I know, and you don't have to be like a jerk about it. And plus, she made the decision to be physical about it. She put his hands on him. I just, again, beta male stuff from this guy. There's no other way to put it. It's just what it is.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast
for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.